In the news this week, the Crown Prosecution Service comes under fire for claiming that refusing to fund sex swap surgery could amount to domestic abuse. A Christian MP in Finland faces a second trial for alleged hate speech after she shared a Bible verse on social media. And the Irish Football Association votes to maintain its Keep Sunday Special policy. Hello. The Crown Prosecution Service is advising lawyers that refusing to fund a family member's sex swap surgery could amount to domestic abuse. Examples from its latest guidance include withholding money for transitioning, sharing pre-transition images of a family member, and refusing to use their preferred name or pronoun. Among those criticising the CPS is women's rights campaigner Maya Forstater. She warned that parents must not be seen as abusers if they refuse to encourage their child's gender confusion. The CPS has shown itself again and again to be ideologically captured. They have produced materials telling schoolgirls that they must accept males in girls' toilets and guidance on rape by deception that forgets what sex people are. The CPS is so confused by gender ideology, it is liable to mistake the victim for the perpetrator. The UK government has rebuffed the SNP's push to decriminalise all drugs for personal use. Since 2021, police officers in Scotland have been allowed to issue warnings to those caught with Class A drugs, including crack and heroin, instead of prosecuting them. But the Scottish government is now calling for powers to remove possession as a criminal offence and to introduce drug consumption rooms where addicts can inject themselves without fear of arrest. A Home Office spokesperson gave a clear rejection to the demand. Illegal drugs destroy lives and devastate communities. We have no plans to decriminalise drugs, given the associated harms, including the risks posed by organised criminals, who will use any opportunity to operate an exploitative and violent business model. A Finnish Christian MP who was cleared of hate crime charges after sharing the Bible's teaching on homosexuality is to be put on trial again. Last year, Helsinki District Court dismissed three allegations of hate crimes against former government minister Dr. Päivi Räsänen, as it found no justification to censor her exercise of free speech. Among the charges was one of sharing a picture of Romans 1:24-27 in response to the Evangelical Lutheran Church's decision to sponsor a local pride event. Speaking ahead of the new trial, Dr. Räsänen warned she will take the case to the Supreme Court of Finland and the European Court of Human Rights, if necessary. "I have been subjected to a legal process that has already lasted for more than 4 years for the alleged crime of sharing my Christian beliefs in public. Sexual relations outside marriage are against God's will, as are same-sex relationships. I will not back off from this viewpoint. The solution to sin is not denying its reality, but accepting God's grace through Jesus' redemptive sacrifice." And finally, a move to make Sunday football fixtures mandatory has been overwhelmingly rejected by the Irish Football Association. At the governing body's AGM, members voted to maintain current protections which allow clubs to opt out of league football on Sundays. Regulations state, "No match shall be played within Northern Ireland on a Sunday unless the two participating clubs and competition organisers agree to do so." When the Northern Ireland Football League proposed that all its fixtures be exempt from the rule, the motion was soundly defeated by 104 votes to 27. Former Linfield and Ballymena United manager David Jeffrey expressed his delight at the outcome. "The most important thing for me on a Sunday is my worship, and that is my priority. Pragmatically, game days are full on, and it interferes with going to church." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.